Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
That sauce is crazy. Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I don't know about where you are, but it's a bluebird sky and awful cold this morning. But a great day to get out and fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Botulism Show. We kind of pounded the botulism right out of the meat in the last segment, I think. But now we want to talk a little bit more about the rest of that jerky, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. And there's, for as many types of meat that there is out there, there's that many types of jerky recipes. So by no means is this the end-all recipe. Some people like it hot and spicy. Some like it sweet. Some like it teriyaki. I mean, if you've ever been to one of these stores that sells jerky, there's dozens of flavors out there, but this is one that Bob has time-tested, and I've had it before. It's very good, and after you, you're going to actually mix your cure in with this. We want to talk about the curing process first, but Bob, let's break down this recipe that you've used in the past.
Okay, well, if it's going to be venison, and let's stick with venison. Well, venison I like a little thicker because it's a really dense meat, and when you start smoking it, it's going to want to contract and dry up, and if you cut it too thin, you've got little cardboard strips, and that to me is not jerky. That's just cardboard.
So when the meat's fresh and it's laying there on your cutting board, you're going to go across the grain, right? Or are you going with the grain?
Do you like it stringy so that you tear it? I kind of do.
Okay, so then which would you go with the grain?
With the grain.
Right. And if you don't want it that way and you want it a little more tender, so maybe that tender is not the right word, but it'll bite off in a bite rather than tearing it off, you go across the grain.
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, and you'll see the grain in the meat. It's the way the muscle fibers run. And if you go lengthways with those fibers, a little more chewy, but some people like it that way, or you go across the grain, it's going to be a little more steaky. But thickness, when it's laying there, when the meat's laying there on the board, how wide of a, say I've got a 3/4 inch thick steak sitting there.
I'm going to do half inch.
Okay, so I've got a 3/4 by 1/2 inch strip. So it's a chunk, almost square, but not quite, that you're going to use as that's your piece of jerky.
You know, if it's venison, it's kind of hard to get all the silver skin off venison.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons it makes such great jerky is by the time you smoke that, that silver skin just really turns into a little bit of a strand. But it is pretty tough stuff.
Right.
So venison, I might go across the grain so that it makes it a little more tender. And then when you run into those silver skin spots, it'll actually break apart.
Okay.
But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys every Saturday on 107.3. And we're just going over a little bit of jerky for the big game. We're talking Super Bowl. And
so let's talk about this recipe. Hello, Bob. Let me pull you back in here. We were going to talk about a recipe. What do you got in this venison recipe that you have for your jerky?
2/3 of a cup of Worcester.
Okay.
I can't say Worcester.
I can't spell it.
2/3 of a cup of soy and a couple tablespoons of honey, a couple teaspoons of cracked pepper and onion powder, a teaspoon of red pepper flakes.
There's your heat. Yep.
Critical. You know, if you're going to use an oven or a dehydrator, you can throw a little bit of Wright's liquid smoke in it. I'd do about a tablespoon.
Okay.
And if you're going to do liquid smoke, Wright's is probably the brand you want.
Okay. That's with a W, right?
W-R-I, yeah.
Yeah.
And then 2 teaspoons of sea salt. If you have, you know, any other kind of salt, it's probably fine. And 2 tablespoons of sea salt.
Right.
1/2 teaspoon of Instacure.
Yeah, there's that curing again.
Yeah, there's your nitrates.
Right.
Be very careful on that 1/2 teaspoon of the Instacure because you want to go easy on the nitrates.
Yep. Now, that's for 2 pounds of venison, and we'll put this out on the Grilling Guys website. That's thegrillingguys.com. We'll put this marinade up there for you guys to use, but it's for 2 pounds of venison. Cut it 1/2 inch thick. Now, the reason that I'm stressing that it's for 2 pounds of venison is that Instacure. that he was talking about. You get a basically a quarter teaspoon per pound, and it's really important that you weigh the meat. And it's prior to smoking, not after you smoke it, but just get an idea because you don't want too much of that cure. It'll add a strong flavor. Too little, it won't do the job. So you need to make sure that you know how many pounds of meat you have. Look on the Instacure bag if you buy it by itself. It's, again, available in the stores. But anyway, and then in the next segment, we're going to break down how to cook this, how long to cook it, some tips and techniques that you should use to make sure that your jerky is going to taste as good as you hope it does when you throw it on the grill.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to start a grilling club. We talked about it last week, and we got some really good responses via email. And I just want to clarify something. If you're on our sign-up list, if you go to thegrillingguys.com and you look at that box in the top right side, you're going to see Join the Grilling Club, and you just punch in your email address and hit send, and basically you're going to get a notification back from AWeber that says, hey, do you really want to join this crazy list? And then you say, of course. You click back, send the response, and what that does is gives your computer permission to communicate with AWeber. You won't spam us when we actually send you the newsletter. So it's critical that you do that function if you want to get involved with us in any way like that. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people on that list so far. As far as the Grilling Club, we've gotten maybe a dozen responses back in Grand Rapids just from our first announcement. So this is going to happen. It's going to be fun. But what we're talking about is just a crazy little loose group of people that gets together once a month and no rules, just kind of has a structure. You know, we've got some little hats that look like Mickey Mouse hats that we're going to wear and
look like a ham shank, don't they?
No.
Big ham head?
We're gonna basically meet once a month. It's foodies, you know. It's people who like to grill. People who, you know, take the time to listen to us and try and improve their game. So we're going to have a little social club, kind of like a supper club kind of deal. Get together once a month, grill. Maybe have a glass of wine or something. Meet some people who like to grill, share ideas and recipes and these things are popular around the country. It's about doggone time Grand Rapids has one. And since the Grilling Guys are here, we're going to have one. So that's the way that's going to be. The first meeting is going to be at Schmoe's in February. And I can't think of a better place to launch this thing because my mug is hanging on the wall there.
Yeah, they are having some mug club events. Check out Schmoe's website if you can, because I know they're having one for the Super Bowl. A little mug club event. You got to be a member, but all that does is get you a mug on their wall, so it's kind of cool. Get over there. But this Grilling Club, we're going to talk a little bit more about it near the top of the hour. But anyway, hit us on Facebook, sign up on the website, let us know you're interested, and we'll get back with you and keep you informed on the details that are going to happen. Now, we got a big game coming up in a couple weeks. The Super Bowl is coming up. Great time for grilled snacks. We're going to be talking with some people here, Chris Marks, a little bit later in the show, where he's going to talk about what they do in Kansas City with regarding to their grilled snacks. Myself, I'm a big meat guy. Love the jalapenos wrapped in bacon. Love the little chunks of skewered. That's hard for me to say. The skewered meat that you can marinate in a variety of ways. Mix it up with vegetables. Whole lot of things you can do that are real easy. Don't take a ton of preparation, but make excellent finger food. To me, Super Bowl games are all about a power munch.
Yeah, and you know what? That gives me an idea. I think we ought to challenge our listeners to come up with the most extravagant possible grilled items. But while that Super Bowl is going on, I hope I get to watch it because I'm going to be coming back from Black Lake. The Grilling Guys are going up to Black Lake on that weekend, which is February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And we've got actually, Jop can't make it on that, so Shasta is coming back for all of those who sent
I'm starting to see a theme here,
wonderful
man.
Compliments on her. We got a lot of people like hearing the feminine voice on the show. And
Work on that, would you, Bob?
I will. But anyway, Shasta's going to come up, and I just found out that Mad Dog in the morning from 7:30 a.m., the game, Mad Dog is coming up with us. So, Jop, I think you're going to be really sorry you're missing out on this.
Yeah, I know I am. But coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to actually smoke that jerky on your smoker or in your oven, whichever you may do, and then we're going to pick a beer to go with it. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.